Hey there, welcome to Running from Lemon Zero. My name is Nori.
And my name is Blair. Today is the first edition of Welcome to Running, recorded on the 4th of September 2018.
Because one run can change a day, and many runs can change your life.
Today's workout is 20 minutes long, involves some walking, some running. We're going to start with some walking, and I'm going to pass you over to Nora here to take you to the start line.
Perfect. Well, we start with 2 minutes of walking, which will be our warm-up, and from there on, we take you into some running and walking. But that will come whenever you're warmed up. So get ready and set. We start in 10 seconds. In 5, 4, 3, 2, and start walking. There we go. 2 minutes of walking. In this warm up, I'll tell you a question. That question is the question of this workout. And at the end of the workout, we'll tell you our answer on that question. Today's question is, when was the last time you sat, did, or achieved something that made you feel proud? Well, Blair, you got some time to think of that.
That's a good question, Nori. I'd have to spend a bit of time thinking about that, which I will, over this workout.
Yeah, you still have another minute and 25 seconds for this warm-up. So make sure that you like bringing up the heart rate. Probably walk a bit faster than usual to really start get back into it.
And just remember, if you ever need to, you can put us on pause, you can fast forward us, whatever you need to do to make it suit you even better.
Right, that's all right. Hey, we got another minute to go, and from that minute onward, we go for 30 seconds run, and after that, you have another minute of walking.
So when you run, make sure you run with good pace, good intensity, because there'll be plenty of walking to come afterwards.
That's right. But make sure that you still have another, like, extra breath for all the other slots of running, because we're not finished after our first 30 seconds of running. Keep walking for another 25 seconds.
Okay, hopefully you've warmed up a fair bit. We're going to start our first 30 second run in 7 seconds. I'm going to count you into it. Be ready in 3, 2, 1, and running.
There we go. First lot of running, 30 seconds.
Let's run well.
Keep it up.
We're 15 seconds through.
Nice work there.
Five seconds, real good push to finish. 3, 2, 1, and walking.
Right. Keep up the pace on the walk. Keep it up.
We'll be walking for 1 minute.
How long are we running after that?
We'll be running for 1 minute.
That's right.
We like to keep it pretty simple here.
That's right. Makes it easy. Keep it up there walking.
You got 30 seconds. Fifteen seconds. Keep walking.
All right, we start in 5 seconds. Get ready and start running again for 1 minute. Bring that pace up. Really, really good running. Make sure you focus on your steps. Keep it up. Keep breathing as well. Very important while running. Hold on to it. You're doing awesome.
That is 29, 30 seconds gone. We've got 30 seconds to go on this run. Then we're gonna walk again for a minute and a half. So really push it here. Let's try to get through this run. Good intensity again. 20 seconds to go. Keep running.
There we go. Keep it up. In 3, 2, and walk. 1.5 minutes of walking. Make sure you can catch your breath while walking, but never stop. Just keep walking.
That's right.
Keep that pace up.
Keep moving forward all the time. It's the key. We are going to a bit more interesting part of the workout now. Nori and I are going to run through some facts. Keep your mind invigorated just as much as your body. So our first fact of this workout is about the oldest person who ever ran a marathon. Her name was Harriet Thompson, and she was at age of 92 when she finished a full marathon. And then 2 years later, at the age of 94, she finished a half marathon, which is the oldest ages for both those events.
That's really old.
It is pretty old. But it just shows you anything's possible.
That
any
is
age.
Right. That is right.
Limit zero.
Let's go for that.
We've got another 35 seconds of walking, please.
So keep it up. Right, that's another. Yep. 15 more seconds of walking, and then we go for a minute and a half of running.
This is our biggest run of the session, so get yourself ready. Pace yourself well. We're going to start that run in 3, 2, 1, and running, please, for a minute and a half.
Awesome job. Keep it up.
Go well, team. That's 20 seconds in.
Nice work.
Nori and I have full faith that you're running really well and working really hard.
Definitely. You're on there. Another
50 seconds
50
to go.
50 seconds.
Is the number Nori's looking for there.
Yeah. Keep that rhythm going. 30 seconds of running, and then we go into 2 minutes of walking. You can do it.
Remember, really push yourself. It's our biggest run, so don't hold back here. But as Nori said, you've got 2 minutes of walking, so dig it in for the next 15 seconds. Drive through. You can get there.
Go for it. Right, get ready, go for it. Another 3, 2, and walk. 2 minutes. There we go. Right, now it's my time to give you some facts. My fact is a bit closer to home because it's about Limit Zero. Because we try to promote all sports of running fans throughout the year. But this year, 2018, Queenstown Marathon will be our Limit Zero away event. And with over 30 members participating in that running event, it's our biggest event ever. And another fun fact is that all 4 personal trainers are running a full marathon. Pretty impressive, isn't it?
It's very impressive. And to add to that, not only 4 personal trainers running the full marathon, but we've also got an ex-trainer from Limit Zero running a full marathon as well.
Who's that?
That's Stefan Van Grugien. Do you know him, Nori?
Yeah, I do know him. Know that. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So we do it actually with 5 personal trainers there.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I'd say Limit Zero represents.
I would agree. We've got 40 seconds left of walking.
Oh, a minute and 5 seconds.
excuse me, you got a minute left of walking. I can't count.
Oh, obviously. I can. We never know. Probably you get an extra 30 seconds of walking in. Well, at least for now, 35 seconds of walking. And then we go for another 1.5 minutes of running. Again, our longest time, our longest run. Did it twice. So, 10 more seconds and then I'll count you in for another 1.5 minutes of running. 3, 2, and there we go again. You can do it. 1.5 minutes of running. Keep it up.
Let's go.
Seconds on your way. You can do it. Keep it up. Awesome work. A minute left. Keep it up. Let's go for it. Stay in that rhythm. Keep that pace. And push yourself.
We hope you like the Limazero playlist today.
At least I like it.
Yeah, I agree, I like it as well.
Twenty-five seconds to go. You can do it.
Keep running, really push yourself.
Walking
is what Noreen was trying to say there.
Something different than running.
As you can probably tell, I'm leaving the timing up to Noreen now.
Yeah, it's a bit dangerous, but
I'm just trying to get you guys running more than I should be.
Yeah.
I apologise. We'll be walking for another minute and 10 though, right Noreen?
Yes, that's right, that's all right.
And
probably you can tell us another fact.
I was just going to, in fact. So we've got a third fact of the day, which is just a wee random health fact. And this one's about the human heart, which can, when we're running, create enough pressure to spurt blood 30 feet or 10 metres, which is roughly the length of Limazero swimming pool. That's how strong the heart can be.
Imagine that. That's pretty cool. Well, let's not try that at home.
No, we'd rather
stay at walking and running. You got another 25 seconds and then we have 1 minute of running. Three, 2, and start running. You can do it. A minute is much shorter than 1.5, so you can do this as well. Keep it up, team.
35 seconds of running left. Keep going.
Hold on to it. You can do it.
Team seconds of running. Really push
hold
it.
On. Keep it up. Keep going, team. has one more slot of running left, which is 30 seconds of running. And we know you can do it. We have full faith in it. 20 seconds.
Is this our last run?
It's already our last run. Yep.
Gone there fast already.
Well, Blair, if you're having fun, time flies.
I couldn't agree more, Nuru.
5 seconds. And there we go, 30 seconds. Push yourself a little bit harder. You know, you have that in you. You can go a bit faster.
Just go, guy. You can do it. Keep it up.
15 seconds. Go, go, go.
Let's really push it to a sprint if you want from here on out. 7, 6, 5, all the way.
Keep it up. 3, 2, and start walking for 2 minutes. To bring that heart rate a bit down. And well, as we're walking anyway, 2 minutes. I'm actually quite interested, Blair. When was it last time you did or achieved something that made you feel proud?
Well, I'm glad you asked, Nuri.
Yeah.
I've been thinking about this the whole workout, as I'm sure we all have. And the last time I did that, something that I was proud of was the 1st of July this year, 2018 that is, where I walked, ran a marathon with 3 other mates with our ankles tied together the whole way. And we did it in, I can't remember now, 6.5 hours I think it was. Something like that, yeah, 6.5 hours, and we raised $13,000 for charity, which was Save the Children charity. So that would have to be the last time I was proud of myself and my team, for that matter, at that time.
That's awesome.
Enough about me. What about you, Nori? When was the last time you were proud of something?
Well, yeah, it's actually not too long ago. I did subscribe myself for Achilles Foundation in, since 3 months now. I'm running with Nicola, who is a lady with visual impairments, and I guide her every Monday to with some running, and we do speed work together, and she had her first personal best in about half a year last park run.
Oh, that's and, pretty cool.
Yeah, and she's going for another personal best in 2 weeks together with me. We try to get under the 27 minutes, so hopefully we can together be proud of that.
Yeah, well, that's really cool, Nori.
Yeah.
Thanks for sharing. And
you're
as
welcome.
You can probably tell from that, both our proud moments have come from a running or walking point of view, and running and walking is a wonderful thing that has so many benefits. And even though it can be painful or hurt at the time, the feeling afterwards, how well you feel mentally and physically, lasts almost forever.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree on that. And it's also fun to do, especially if you do it together or you share your feelings with others, or you share your achievements with others. You can encourage people, motivate people, and share it with your community.
Yeah, it's a wonderful thing. But that's the 2 minutes of walking up now.
So if you'd
like to do some stretching.
Yeah, that will be good. After running, it's quite important to do some stretches as well. So if you have somewhere around a little quiet place, so don't go in the middle of the road or in the middle of the track, you'll end it up. But stay a bit on the side and do some stretches. What you can do, bring your arms all the way overhead. Make yourself as tall as possible. Probably interlace those fingers. Yeah, feet are hip width apart. And then bend all the way to the right side. So feel that stretch in the left side of your body. Come back to the center and do that on the left side as well. Good. Take a very big inhale. All the way, make yourself as tall as possible, and then fold yourself all the way forward while keeping your legs straight. A little bend is always okay, but don't bend your knees too far. Good. And come back up. You can do several stretches. Make sure that you stretch your calves as well. You can bring your front foot on the curb side, for example, and drop your heels down so you feel the stretch in your calves. Don't forget anything that feels tight. If you do want to know some other stretches, you can always go to our website, to our running page, and there is a wee link that refers you to all sorts of stretches. So find what feels best for you. And I think you can finish off.
Yeah. Well, first of all, thank you for the stretches. They feel wonderful.
Yeah, I hope you do.
Thanks for being a part of our first Welcome to Running audio podcast from Nori and myself. We're going to keep these coming every week. And if you did enjoy that, or if you found some benefit in that, please share it around. We encourage people to use these, and every week we're going to try and advance these workouts to make them slightly harder. But remember, it's up to you with the pause button. You can stop us, start us, fast forward us, rewind us, replay us, whatever you like to do, anytime you like.
Yeah, so replay. If you haven't had enough, replay.
Exactly. Just go right back to the start and start us again. And if you want, you can skip all this chat and just straight into the workout. But thanks for being a part of it, and thanks for listening, and hope you got a great workout. Thanks for being strong, fit, and happy. Keep it up with Running from Lima Zero.
You did awesome.